This is Sean with Voices Live On and Voices Live On for Veterans and Voices of Sailing. I'm here with Zach Pentaleo, is that correct?
Correct.
So you've been coming on this little Fugawi situation for how long?
6 years now.
6 years?
Well, 5 years. One of them we were deployed for, so.
Okay. Did you grow up sailing at all? Was this kind of your first experience with sailing in general?
First experience, actually. So first time ever was in 2013. Jumped on the boat for the first time.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 31 now.
So when did you go into the military? When did you go through boot?
Never went through boot camp. I actually did ROTC. So I went into college in 2005 to the ROTC program, commissioned as a field artillery officer in 2009.
Okay. So what inspired you about even going in the first place?
Well, actually, I grew up in New Jersey, and I went to school on Sandy Hook. I did high school in Sandy Hook, and my third day of high school, every day we used to drive out there, was directly across the bay from New York City. And the third day of high school, I show up as a, 13 or 14 year old, however old I was in 2001, and our teacher comes in, they said there's been a massive airplane accident in New York City. The World Trade Center is on fire. Just want to let you guys know, we don't think it's anything serious, go on our way. And then, about 45 minutes, an hour later, they call us all in and say, the World Trade Center has collapsed. They actually had the National Guard get us off of our campus because we were directly across the bay from it, and the smoke was coming right over our school. And we were one of the only high schools in the nation that were a full-time junior ROTC program.
Okay.
So we did Navy junior ROTC and small 250-person high school, and I just kind of got really hooked on the whole military thing. I fell in love with it. Ended up becoming the battalion commander of my junior ROTC program. Wow. My brother went to VMI. I saw him come back from his rat summer there, and he had no hair on his legs, and he was 20 pounds thinner, and I was like, I think I'm going to go the regular college route, enjoy my late teens a little bit.
Right.
And got down there. I wanted to fly for the Navy. Met a few Army guys and just fell in love with their passion and their care for soldiers. And I was like, I'd rather work with soldiers instead of machines and aircraft. So I, just decided to go into the Army and go into the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you even hear about the Fugawi? How did you even get connected to it?
So during our 2012 deployment, a couple of the other guys here, we had done the 10-11 deployment together, which was a highly kinetic deployment. And once we returned from that deployment, we almost immediately, by the time we got back from leave, had orders for this 2012 deployment where we'd be advisors on an SFAT team, a Security Forces Advise and Assist team, which were small junior officer and senior enlisted teams that would advise Afghan counterparts to, do better at their job so they could essentially take over their battle space and we could pull coalition forces out. So during that time frame, me and almost all the other military guys here, we were on these different teams throughout our battalion, and we were heavily dependent on each other. And we were up in northern Kunar in Afghanistan, and we would bounce back and forth to each other's cops and just kind of built a close brotherhood, fantasy football. Right. Getting in firefights together, dropping bombs together, just, always watching each other's backs, and just having a good time, being with each other because we were just these small elements out in the middle of nowhere. And we just kind of fell in love. And when we got back, John, was like, hey, my dad's got a sailboat. We've done this Fugawi race before. Like, you guys should come up and do it with us. And we're like, yeah, all right. Yeah. Sounds like a good time. So we head up here, and we kick off on the first Fugawi, and just instantly just had a great time. I mean, the sun was out, the wind was fast, the beer was cheap, and the food was good, and we just, we just absolutely fell in love with Nantucket. We solidified our friendship. We met a few of the other great guys, that John had grown up with, and, really just kind of turned into a thing, like, we're going to do it next year, and then we ended up doing it again, and then we deployed again, and we got back, and we just did it again, and now it's just, we do it every year.
And we just, and you were in charge of putting the house together for the guy?
Yeah, I drew the short straw on finding the $6,000 house every year,
Jesus.
That we all split up.
$6,000 for the weekend, basically.
Yeah, $6,000 for the weekend, and, while we were in the Army, You know, we used to, you get military pay, but it's not too bad because we'd be deployed for a year, so we'd have forced savings, you know. But sure. Now we're all out. Almost all of us are out. So most of us had went into school, and there was a few years where it was like, hey, I've been a student for 2 years, and I'm, you know, trying to get my feet under me as a civilian now. It's like, I can't spend $500 on a house. I was like, all right, well, that guy has a job this year. He'll pay for half of it. And then the next year, it's that guy has a job. He'll pay for half of it. It all comes out in the wash, though. So that's why we're all brothers.
All right. So how did you guys do yesterday as far as for the race?
Oh, we won.
You won?
Out. Yeah. First place.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. We had help from our engine for the entire race, but we won.
Ha! All right. Well, that's great. So... if you could tell anybody, you know, what really inspires you about being in the military and serving, what would that be?
The guys there with you, without a doubt. I have made the best friends I ever have in my life in the military. These guys would bend over backwards for me. I'd bend over backwards for them, and we've done it before. And I just know I could call them up from the worst possible place I could ever be in my life, and they would be there the next day in mass, and vice versa. They understand it, you know. They get where my mind's at, where our minds can go, and we're just kind of there together to pull each other out of the trenches whenever we need to.
And where do you live? Where are you from?
I'm from Central Jersey originally. I grew up in Monmouth County, and now I've been in Central Tennessee in Nashville for about 10 years. Well, Clarksville, where
Nashville.
Fort Campbell is. Now
fun,
I live in Nashville.
Nashville's a fun town.
Yeah, absolutely love it.
So how much are you still active?
Not active anymore. I got out in 2015. I used my GI Bill to do a MBA down at Vanderbilt.
Nice.
And now I'm working for a company called Military Systems Group. We do a lot of government contracts for turret systems, swing arm systems.
Layman, what does that mean?
So the turrets are the rotational systems you see on top of military vehicles.
Got it. Okay.
So we build systems like that. The bread and butter of the company was actually a swing arm system that the original owner, you know, his team created as a gap between a lot of companies building good weapon systems, a lot of companies building good vehicles, whether they're ground vehicles, aircraft, sea vessels. It was like, nobody's building good swing arms or ways to mount these on the different products. So he came up with a great, great little niche company, and it's been around for about 30 years. And I was fortunate enough to meet Joe Whalen, who owns the company now. And he brought me in, you know, right after the tail end of my MBA. I was working in finance, and he could see the look in my eye as this wandering veteran, you know, on the wrong side of the civilian world. And he was like, yeah, let's come in here and we'll find something for you to do. And I just absolutely love it, you know, so I get to work with these guys too every day. It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for your time. I appreciate your service. And there's a radio station in Indianapolis that's also going to be helping promote these segments. It's Smart Money Radio and Crown Haven Wealth Advisor with Casey Marks. Say hi to Casey.
Hey, Casey. Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Take care.